Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Coping with the holidays is stressful enough without the continued threat of COVID. Here's how to approach Thanksgiving 2021, whether you're celebrating with family or by yourself. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life's challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. I've lived in New York City for the entirety of the COVID-19 pandemic, and I have to say, saying the initial few months was rough is an understatement. If you weren't an essential worker, big thanks to all of you out there, by the way. You sheltered in place. We didn't go outside for anything other than groceries, the pharmacy, and the occasional socially distanced walk or run. And given the massive surge last winter, many of us missed traveling for the holidays with our families. It was stressful. And while today we live in a world where COVID is ever present, we are encouraged to approach life in this new normal. And that's a whole different kind of stress. Now it's the holidays again, and there are tough decisions to make. Mainly, should I stay or should I go? You might be asking yourself, do I want to face a potentially angry, maskless passenger on a plane and my uncle with undiagnosed and untreated alcoholism? Or maybe you're thinking, how do I go through another holiday flying solo? No matter your situation, I'm here with four tips to help you through this holiday season and the new normal. Tip number one, accurately assess your level of COVID comfort. This is something that I have consistently asked my patients to consider throughout this entire pandemic. You can rate this on a scale from 0 to 10, with 0 being, I haven't left my apartment since March 2020, and 10 being, I routinely go to large underground parties with no windows, no light, and no vaccine requirements. Depending on where you fall, list out the activities that you think feel safe. For instance, I'm pretty moderate. I am fully vaccinated, and I don't wear a mask when I'm outside in the park for my run, but I do wear a mask indoors when I'm shopping. I have yet to go on a plane since the pandemic, but I am considering it as there are friends and family that I'd like to visit next year. Music festivals and other large-scale events are still a no-go for me. Whatever your comfort zone, don't judge it. It's important to be honest in this assessment. When I think about my comfort zone, I consider my mental and physical health, as well as public safety. I'm not a zero on the scale because being totally isolated at this point in the pandemic doesn't appear to be justified, given that I don't have an underlying medical condition that would expose me to increased risk. Plus, I'm fully vaccinated and I follow masking guidelines. However, I'm not a 10 because with the new variants, it seems like too much risk for too little reward. But that's just my assessment for me. You need to think about what's important to you and how comfortable you feel. Tip number two, Cope ahead. Whether you're preparing for travel or preparing to be home alone, you want to cope ahead. Think about the potential challenges and explore what skills and solutions you can brainstorm to deal with those challenges. For instance, when preparing for air travel, think through what it will be like to be in close quarters with several strangers. You may also want to prepare for a person who could be potentially hostile due to COVID mandates. Relaxation and mindfulness meditation can definitely help reduce stress before and during travel. Bring items to support your comfort, whether it's for sleeping or distraction on the plane. This can include eye masks, neck pillows, a blanket, puzzle books, reading material, phone games you can play offline, or downloading shows to binge watch. If you're going to be at home, the problems may look different. You will have to cope ahead for potential loneliness or judgments from family members who feel differently than you do about COVID. I encourage you to be careful with all or nothing thinking that can arise in this situation. I've had patients in the past who were dealing with circumstances that they didn't choose and have doubled down on making themselves feel horrible. Loneliness doesn't feel good, but you don't have to suffer through it. I can tell you with full confidence that you're not alone in your loneliness. Be creative in finding solace or connection. Create a playlist of your favorite Thanksgiving movies. Connect with friends online or strangers who share your interests. I routinely chat and watch horror movies online with some of my closest friends. You can also explore online communities on Discord or Twitch, where I'm sure you will find others who are either alone for the holidays or have had their fill of both turkey and their family.
Buying a Master Mechanics tool set usually means high prices, higher interest rates, and who knows how many years of monthly payments. But at GearWrench, we don't believe that your tools should take years and years to pay for. So check out Mega Mod Master Sets, the Master Mechanics tool sets that deliver pro-quality tools, organized storage solutions, an easy-to-use lifetime warranty, and much, much more. All for thousands less than you'd expect. So don't wait. Explore the sets and check availability now. Only at GearWrench.com.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak,
then this is your sign to call, text, or chat 988 for free, confidential support, anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Open the door to big savings with a brand new look with Larson Doors, now at Menards. Whether you're looking for traditional, modern, or a screen door, Larson Storm Doors are perfect to enjoy the fresh spring air. They come in over 40 styles of storm doors to choose from. Check out all Larson Storm Door options in-store and find more great deals in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Tip number 3, rehearse difficult conversations. If you're going home for the holidays, you may have to deal with some probing questions or uncomfortable moments with family. Why aren't you married yet? When are you and your partner going to have children? What are your thoughts on this political topic? You may have woefully behind the times family members who refuse to use correct pronouns or keep dead naming you. Or, are you in an interracial relationship? Then there's a chance you might run into a few microaggressions. As a person who has dated in a racially broad fashion in my life, I could make you cringe with the colorful dialogue I've had to encounter over a slice of pie. If you're staying home by choice, others might question your decision or make you feel shame in some way. I suggest writing out a script for the questions or comments that are most likely to come up. This will allow you to practice your response and reduce the likelihood of getting overwhelmed by emotions. When we are overwhelmed, We can say things more harshly than we intend, or give up on boundaries that are actually important to us. Let me tell you, if you don't rehearse beforehand, you will definitely rehearse afterward. You will spend hours or days replaying the conversation back to yourself and thinking of all the things you wish you had said differently. Practice is always practical. It's also okay to set limits on the situations that bring you discomfort. You don't have to stay at your mom's place all day or listen to your dad berate you on the phone for 2 hours. Tip number 4, tell people you need support. For some of us, the holidays take a toll on our mental health due to the winter weather, darkness, or grief related to family or friends that we've lost. Out yourself. Let people know that you are hurting and need support during this time. The mistake that people often make is that they reach out at the last minute. If you send a text to someone at 3 a.m, you're setting yourself up to feel alone, as most people are going to be asleep. While it won't feel like that in the moment, avoiding alcohol and drugs will actually help things go a lot more smoothly. Drugs and alcohol make us more irrational, erratic, and impulsive, none of which is a good combination with feeling hurt. Plus, alcohol, a common go-to, is a downer. Drinking when you're already feeling pretty bad is like tying a cinder block to your leg when you're trying to stay afloat. So, tell me, what are your holiday plans? Let me know in the comments on Instagram at KindMindPsych, via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips, or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our operations and editorial manager is Michelle Markulis. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller, and our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Tomlin. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this week's episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on everything for your projects now at Menards. We have all the garden and landscaping essentials. Visit our outdoor garden center and update your backyard. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with terrace board landscape edging. Available in black or brown, it's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. Save big on landscape options at Menards and check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.